True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
And here we are. It is Friday afternoon. We're heading into not just the weekend. We're heading into Labor Day weekend, a long weekend for many of you. Hey, some of you might be heading out of the city right now. Some of you might be pulling into that big, giant Buc-ee's parking lot on your way to the Gulf Coast beaches. Man, that place is just, hey, don't expect to go in there for like 5 or 10 minutes because they get you going around there. And I love when they slap a big new chunk of brisket on the block. They make a big announcement about that. It's really pretty cool. All right, it's Friday afternoon. It's time for you to reach over there and crank it up. This is what you have been working for. Yeah, this is the emotional end of summer. And you know, I've talked about that on the air for years, and for the first time I heard somebody else say it. I was listening to the 80s channel. And I heard Alan Hunter, one of the original VJs from MTV, I heard Alan Hunter say, this weekend is the emotional end of summer. And it really is. And he even talked about something that I talk about often. We, even though we're working, we have a different attitude between Memorial Day and Labor Day. There's this summertime mentality that I think was just part of our routine when we were kids, you know, growing up. You go to school and then you're out of school for back then we were out of school for 3 months. It's a little different now, but out of school for 3 months. And I think for those 12 important years of our lives, you know, we were ingrained into just thinking that there was a different attitude in the summertime. And I think even as adults who are working, we have that attitude. So this is the emotional end of summer, and college football started last night. I was watching some of the games. I can't wait for the LSU-Clemson game. And huge games this weekend. We're going to be talking about that. But we also continue live from the Presbyter at Jackson Square, presented by Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser and Louisiana State Museums. We are remembering Katrina and celebrating the spirit of New Orleans right here on WWL. Our studio producer today is Coleman. We'll talk to Coleman in just a minute. Ian Hoke is on location with me as our senior producer. Good afternoon, sir.
And good afternoon to you, too, as well. It's good to be out of the office, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Nice to be here. I walked from the station, and I was wet by the time I got here, and it wasn't raining. It's just that the humidity's back.
Yeah.
It's a little bit humid out there.
I thought I was going to be walking around, and you know, I bought this, I didn't buy it, but I asked the engineers to buy these new lights. We have this new lighting kit.
That's nice.
We have this very fancy new LED lights, and I said, oh man, we can't let these get wet. So, I don't know, I think I dodged a bullet, but anyway, it's good to be here. It's nice and cool. It's, busy but not crowded. They got some snacks. They're taking good care of us over here.
There's some showers around the area. We've heard that we're going to have some showers today and into tomorrow, but I think it's going to be a decent weekend. You know, right when you walk in the door of the Presbyter, this great Louisiana museum, you see what is left of Fats Domino's baby grand piano. And I love the way they have it set up. It's not set up. It's kind of crashed, and they have some pieces around. And then you enter a room, and I was trying to work my way through the museum, and I was just captivated by this wall of video. It's a giant wall of video, and it's a countdown of Katrina. It's Katrina coming off the keys. And where they're projecting Katrina is going to hit. And it was going to be to the east of us. And then there was an update. Katrina jogged a little bit to the west, a little bit closer to us, but still to the east of us. And then there was ultimately that moment when Katrina was heading right for New Orleans. And 20 years ago today, the storm hit. It's narrated by Dennis Waltering, who does a phenomenal job. And you see Karen Swenson, and you see the WWL news team talking about it. And just I was just captivated by that. I couldn't leave there, so I'm going to have to go check out the rest of the museum later.
Yeah, I did get here a little earlier this morning, and I was able to take a spin through. And I started thinking, you know, here we are at the end of this week of special coverage, and we're starting to detect, you know, among ourselves and among others in our families and communities and listening audience, a little bit of Katrina fatigue. And I think, you know, there exists in people's imagination a kind of upper limit of what they're willing to subject themselves to in terms of remembering these events. Let me tell you, having been through the Presbyterian, the work that they have done as documentarians and exhibitionists is exceptional. And I felt no fatigue. I felt a sense of healing. And I think you get that. Going through these exhibits and seeing these videos and these photos and these images, it is not doleful. It is not saddening, although of course the events, you know, portrayed are tragic, but you know, you'll come out of this exhibit, I think, feeling a sense of relief, having kind of come face to face with some of these images and memories and moments again. If you haven't done so already, you really must come see the Presbyterian. And it's free. It's free for the next 2 hours. You know, they'll do their last admission at 3:30, but if you get a moment, come on by before then, say hi. And take a spin through and see this exhibit.
Boy, if Mayor Cantrell and Officer Vappy were still staying at the Patalba, they could just walk right over
They're right here.
From there, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, let me also mention, and we'll talk more about this later, the pictures that you see the pictures right after Katrina, and then you see the picture of what exists today. And that's the cathartic side of all of this, that you see before and during, and then you see what it looks like now, and it's great to see the recovery. The head curator of Louisiana State Museum is Karen Latham, and Karen joins us here on WWL. Karen, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thank you
for
coming.
So tell me what's special about this museum to you, the curator.
Well, what's special to me is that we opened this exhibit in 2010 initially, and we knew that there would be a lot of attention focused on Katrina for this 20th anniversary, and we really wanted to take stock of what had happened since we opened up this exhibit. When we first did in 2010, I think the wounds were still so fresh for people, and I would talk to so many people who would say, well, it's good that you tell the story for people who are coming to visit from elsewhere, but I can't see it. And I'm hoping that now the people will be able to come and visit and to see the parts of it that are brand new. And one part that's brand new is the very final gallery where we talk about the recovery, because so much has happened. And we talk about the lessons that we have learned from Katrina. And so we hope people will come. And that film that you talk about, that's also a brand new piece. We knew we had to tell the story in a different way because we have school kids coming here and they only know the stories that they've heard from their family. They need to have it all laid out for them in detail about the approach of the storm.
Yeah, it's quite compelling. And as I mentioned, and I'm looking and I'm staring at the pictures right now of, you know, right after Katrina, a church right after Katrina, and the pews are just totally disheveled. It's a mess. Mm-hmm. And then the church today, where everything is in order, it looks like nothing happened. And those are the positive aspects of this. And instead of dwelling in the past and dwelling with the images of the destruction and the devastation on your mind, the museum allows you to celebrate the comeback and the recovery and who we are today.
Right, and all the hard work that people put into that recovery, including volunteers. We talk about the 1.5 million volunteers who came through and helped us get to where we are today.
Yeah, a lot of work went into this. What was the biggest challenge for you?
To me, as a historian,
yeah,
I am used to telling stories about the past, and Katrina is now the past, but when we started telling the story, and still today, we're telling a story that's still happening.
Yeah.
The effects of Katrina are still with us. The story of the recovery is still with us. The story of the future is coming. And so for me, it's just harder to tell that story because it's still unfolding all around us.
So as a historian, what is so uniquely interesting about the phenomenon of this disaster, Katrina?
I think what is so interesting about it is how many stories there are. I've spent a lot of time with this topic. I worked on the original exhibit. I worked on the revamping of this exhibit for the 20th anniversary. And so I've read a lot, but I still learn something new all the time. I hear someone else's story. I hear, how it affected people's lives. I think people are now, with this 20th anniversary, taking stock not only of what happened to our region and where we are in the recovery, but the impact on their lives.
You know, when I was watching that countdown of Katrina approaching and coming, and then Katrina hitting, and thinking about the people that were in the dome, the dome was trashed, but that wasn't the fault of the city or the dome. The dome wasn't built to do what it did, and there was just going to be a natural phenomenon that occurred as a result of all of those people being there for that reason, which was not the intent of the dome, but it did provide shelter. I just felt so badly for the people that did not have options. They didn't have the money or the transportation to leave. And I know there was some transportation provided, but a lot of people did not have the option, and that's where they ended up. And I felt so badly for those people.
Yeah, I think that was one of the great tragedies of Katrina, people not being able to evacuate. And now there is a provision for city-assisted evacuation. I think evacuation is better organized. But now, of course, the fear is that with these quickly intensifying storms and fast-moving storms, that you won't have time to implement those plans. So, we have challenges ahead of us in the future, I think.
But I think this museum and how this is set up, I think this is if you still have that sense of, I don't want to see it, that means you've still got baggage from Katrina. And coming here and seeing this is maybe a way to empty the baggage.
I read a comment this morning. I've been following all of the 20th anniversary Taking Stock news, and I think this came from the documentary Katrina Babies, in which someone says, Katrina has become our folktale, and we are the storytellers. Yeah. And a folktale in the way of community knowledge and passing on memories and telling younger generations of what it was about. And so I think we're following in that spirit of, folk tellers.
Yeah. That's interesting because, countries and cities and generations, they have reference points. And World War II was a reference point. That was before or after the war, or maybe that was before or after the Depression. Well, for a lot of people in New Orleans, that was before or after Katrina.
Right, right. People still say that. I still say it, certainly.
Yeah. Well, Karen Latham, head curator, Louisiana Museum, thank you for being with us. And thanks for the work that you do as a historian. This is a really wonderful exhibit.
Well, it's an honor to tell the story that's so important to our city.
Thank you for the work you do. All right, if you do want to join us with a comment on this Free for All Friday, that's still Free for All Friday, the Open Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. So we've got some more things to say about the city, but and Katrina. But I want to remind you that we're here because we love this city. People feel a sense of belonging to this city, and that's why so many people are here. That's why so many people came back. And I feel badly for the people who may be listening in other cities. And I get calls from people all the time who are listening in other cities. And they're in those other cities because they were displaced by Katrina and they haven't made it back. I'm Scoot on the air. We have a lot to talk about this afternoon, but also we're going to get into talking about some football, and we're going to do the best we can to have some fun and do what we can to continue to remember Katrina. This is the day 20 years ago that storm hit, a defining moment in the history of New Orleans. And we'll be right back. We're live from Jackson Square at the Presbyter. It's free for the next couple of hours here, and we'll be right back with more. This is presented by Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser and Louisiana State Museums. And you're listening to WWL. You know, after Katrina, so many people just stunned by the overwhelming devastation. They were just thinking about how they were going to get back to that world that they...
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
So remembered. And while a lot of work still needs to be done, you know, it's safe to say that this city has gotten back to a place that is almost completely normal. And I will still contend, even though we've had some people leave the city, I think that's for reasons other than just Katrina in more recent years. But I think the city is better today than it was before. I'm Scoot on the air, and we continue live. We're right next to Jackson Square in the Presbyter Museum, and there's just a great exhibit here. This is presented by Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser and Louisiana State Museums. And I know when you hear the word museum, I know you kind of think boring. Well, you know, the World War II Museum is a great example of a museum that is not boring. This museum, the Presbyter, right next to St. Louis Cathedral, right across from Jackson Square, is not boring. Now, the pictures that you see throughout this museum on the walls, they speak to you. They might not move, but they all tell a story. And they're extraordinary pictures. And I love the pictures that show right after Katrina and then show the same setting or the same area of the city today. And there's a lot of satisfaction in that. There's a lot of closure in all of that. And really, for the next couple hours, the Presbyter is absolutely free. So we're going to continue with, we'll get to some of your calls here, and we'll read some of your text messages. Coleman is our studio producer. Ian, our senior producer, is on location with me today. So good afternoon, Coleman.
Hey, it's good. How are we doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing just fine.
All right, Labor Day weekend, long weekend, the emotional end of summer. It doesn't mean that everything sucks after we get through Labor Day, but it is the emotional end of summer. And people, you know, they kind of shed that summertime mentality. When it comes to talk radio, I'm kind of looking forward to that because people can be a little on the lackadaisical side when it comes to that summertime mentality. And they get to be a little more engaged in topics and things like that after Labor Day. So I personally am looking forward to that. But, you know, this is it's a good thing to remember. It's also good to take note of what we have accomplished. Have you got a chance to do a couple of text messages for us?
Let me gather some. I'm still ramping up.
All right, let me mention, while Coleman's doing that, let me mention that yesterday I had a really meaningful conversation with Susan Cowsill of the Cowsills, that singing family, and they had hits back in the 60s, and she continues performing today. She chose to live in New Orleans. This was before Katrina. She was here for Katrina, and her family was tragically touched by Katrina because her brother Barry had gone missing. And Barry was, as Susan told the story yesterday, was kind of a gypsy type, and he was also about to enter rehab. So Barry was missing right after Katrina. He was missing. They couldn't get a hold of him. But they weren't that concerned because of the kind of person he was. He might have just ended up in another city. He might be in rehab somewhere. 4 months after Katrina, they found Barry's body at a wharf along the Mississippi River. And so that was just a tragic day. But Susan Council has such a positive attitude about life in general that, you know, I want to invite you to listen to that conversation. It's linked to a blog introduction that I wrote for this, and you can find this at WWL.com. Also, I had a great conversation with my friend Amanda Shaw. And she was 15 years old when Katrina hit. You can also find that at WWL.com. And both of those brief blogs are linked to the conversation that I had with Susan and with Amanda on the air yesterday. And I recommend that you check those out. All right, let's go to Coleman with a couple of your text messages.
Yeah, this text says, "Well, that summertime mentality doesn't end right after Labor Day. For me, the summertime doesn't end emotionally until the first day of actual fall. Autumn equinox."
Well, there are going to be those people who are really that in tune with their calendars, and I admire you for that, but most people are not like that. You know, it's more like, you know, summer begins at Memorial Day, not in the middle or toward the end of June when it actually begins. And not everybody is linked to their calendars in that way. But there are some people who are really linked to their calendars. And so I get it. But, you know, for most of the population, the summertime mentality comes to an end Labor Day weekend. Doesn't mean life is over. It just means that that summertime mentality comes to an end. And, you know, when you live in this area, when you live in this part of the country, the end of summer means, well, at least we can start thinking about cool fronts coming through here.
All right, this text message says, "The first thing I saw on TV after we evacuated Hurricane Katrina was seeing the riverfront wharf on fire."
Yeah, and you know, with all the rain and the water, You know, it was interesting to see that fire. But yeah, you still with us, Coleman?
Yeah, I'm getting Clance. Give me one second.
Oh, okay, okay. Coleman's got some things to do back at the station as a studio producer. So, you know, again, we continue to remember, but also celebrate where we are. And look, I was watching some college football last night. South Florida beat, they were not even ranked. South Florida beat 25th ranked Boise State. And, you know, Boise State, they, you know, they've been up there. They've been a powerful team over the years. They were ranked 25th. Man, South Florida just took it to them and embarrassed Boise State. So it's just a reminder that anything can happen when it comes to football. You know, we don't have to really think about the Saints until next week. We'll talk a lot about that leading up to the Saints' first game, which is next weekend in the Caesar Superdome against the Arizona Cardinals. So we'll have a lot of fun talking about that next week. I'm just so excited that football is back. I'm just, you know, when football ends, you know, there's a part of me that's kind of missing, and I just enjoy kicking back and watching games. And look, one of the games on early, 11 o'clock, Tulane plays Northwestern. Now, this is Northwestern from the Big Ten. This is Northwestern out of Chicago. In fact, a lot of the journalists that you see on television, a lot of the anchors, they went to the communication school at Northwestern. They're very well known for their communication school. So Northwestern is coming here, and I'm just hoping that Tulane has a great year as well. They've taken advantage of the portal and gotten some cool players. So Tulane kicks off at Uelmann Stadium at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning against Northwestern. The other big game tomorrow is going to be number one ranked Texas against number three ranked Ohio State. So we'll be watching that. Well, I'll be watching that game, and just so excited that college football is back. And College Game Day tomorrow is going to be from Columbus, Ohio, and they're going to say farewell to Lee Corso, former coach, and just, you know, one of the guys who's been part of College Game Day for so long. He is retiring. The guy's 90 years old. He doesn't look it. He doesn't act it. Lee Corso's the guy on the set of College Game Day who always puts on the head of the mascot of the team that he's picking to win. He started that, I want to say, the mid-90s. Started doing that in the mid-90s. And he's been doing it every week since then. So, look, it's going to be kind of sad for them to say goodbye to Lee Corso, because he's been an integral part of College Game Day. So College Game Day tomorrow in Ohio, right at the stadium of Ohio State. But the top broadcast team is going to be doing the LSU-Clemson game from Clemson, South Carolina, tomorrow night. Kickoff is at 6:30, and we've got pregame here on WWL, so tune in for that, and then tune in for the game tomorrow afternoon. Coleman, do we have Clancy Dubose? Okay, all right, let's go to Clancy, political analyst. Clancy Dubose joins us on WWL. Clancy, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Scoot. How are you?
I'm good. So here we are, 20 years.
I share your passion for football. I'm the same way. So I'm looking so excited about tomorrow.
I know, I there's just something about it. And when it's gone, it's missing in my life. And even if I don't have any investment in either team playing, you know, I'm still watching the game. Like last night, Boise State, South Florida. I don't care who wins that game. Nebraska, Cincinnati. I don't care who wins, but I'm watching the games because it's on and because it's football. But, you know, some big games on tomorrow. Clancy, you know, if Katrina happened today, God forbid, but if it happened today, you know, politics would be a bigger part of it. And I think we could probably expect that, you know, after a disaster like that, it would be a question about which party would bring up gun control. You know, they bring up some political reason to discuss the reason the storm hit or why it happened. And it wasn't quite that much. Politics was not quite that much a part of the conversation 20 years ago.
No, you're right. It became part of the conversation, but it was only after we first gave our elected officials a chance to fail or die. Yeah. You know, and yep. It was only after they failed us that it became part of it. And of course, politics changed, especially at the local level in New Orleans and in Southeast Louisiana, but particularly in New Orleans. We went from kind of a top-down approach to getting people elected to a bottom-up. I look at the city council before and after Katrina, and what we had after Katrina, not just the first time, but for even up until today, you find at least half, if not a solid majority, of the New Orleans City Council is not coming from the traditional old line political organizations. They're coming from neighborhood associations, civic and professional associations. That's an example of people at the grassroots level deciding to make themselves available for public service and offer themselves and getting elected. And we didn't see a lot of that before Katrina.
Yeah. Clancy, you had a private moment that is really a very defining moment. You had a private moment with New Orleans Mayor Ray Nagin in the halls of the state capitol shortly after mm-hmm. Katrina. Tell that story.
Well, Nagin was one of those who was kind of scapegoated, but part of it was his own doing. I mean, he was not prepared. He was an outsider, and this is the danger. People like to elect outsiders sometimes because they want a breath of fresh air. And look, sometimes that's a really good thing, but you can't take the politics out of politics. And I knew Ray Nagin before he ran. I knew him pretty well. And he was one of these guys who didn't like politics. He liked to just fly at the high level and delegate. But when you get into a job like the mayor of any city, not just New Orleans, you have to bring a team with you. You have to have people that you know you can depend on, who know government, who know the potential as well as the limitations of what government can and cannot do. Nagin didn't have that. And so when Katrina hit, he was really unprepared and unable to learn. He always would just say, whenever he had something come up, he would say, oh, it's just politics. And he just kind of didn't want to get involved in politics. But you can't take the politics out of governance. So when Katrina happened and things just didn't work in the city immediately after and then going on, but this was maybe a week or two after the storm hit, the elected officials at the legislative level, I'm talking about men and women from the New Orleans delegation, convened a meeting and asked the mayor to come up, invited him kind of with a stick, like, you better show up. And they proceeded to kind of rake him over the coals. And it was chaired by Cedric Richmond, who was then a state rep, later a congressman, and had senators and representatives from New Orleans and others watching. And I was told about the meeting, so I attended. It was a public event. And they just really, they kind of beat up on him a lot, but a lot of it, frankly, he deserved. And they took a break because their conversation got heated after about an hour or so. And out in the hallway, he kind of sank down. I was standing nearby, like 3 feet away from him. He just sank down almost in a fetal position, just like stooping down against the wall, crouching down and sitting down on the floor with his back against the wall. And he said, I did not sign up for this SHIT. And then he said it again, I did not sign up for this blank. And I'm looking at him. I didn't say anything to him because at the time I kind of felt bad for him. But I'm thinking to myself, yes, you did. Because when you're the mayor or the governor or the president, you sign up for whatever comes, whether it's good, bad, or indifferent. And that's something that really delineates a leader from opposer. You know, if you're a leader, you accept whatever comes and you deal with it with whatever resources you have or can muster. I mean, that's what great leaders have done. They don't always get an easy time of it. In fact, the greatest leaders had a rough time, but they rose to the occasion. And he did not. He literally sank to the floor.
Mm-hmm. Well, Clancy, you make such a great point about not being able to take the politics out of politics. And while there's a temptation for the public to want to invite an outsider to lead, outsiders are not always prepared to lead. And we see so many examples of that almost on a daily basis. Clancy, thanks for being with us, and thanks for helping
us
remember Katrina 20 years later.
And thank you, Scoot, for always you know, having shows that really point out things that we need to discuss, including a lot of the wonderful things like college football. Yeah. So take care.
All right, Clancy DuVos, political analyst. Thanks for being with us. All right, we're going to get to a break here, and we're going to come back with a lot more. I'm Scoot on the air, and we are live on this Free for All Friday heading into Labor Day weekend from the Presbyter at Jackson Square, presented by Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser and Louisiana State Museums. And we'll be right back on WWL. And moving on, and just living your life every day.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
A song Stevie Nicks wrote about New Orleans. I'm Scoot on the air. We're live from the Presbyter, brought to us by Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser, who joins me live on our set here. Good afternoon, Lieutenant Governor.
Good to be with you, my friend.
Listen, I heard you on with Newell and Dave Cohen earlier, so I'm sure you have nothing really left to tell me. So let's just talk about how are things at home. Everything going on around the house? You got any chores to do?
Going great. Doing good. My wife sends her love to you.
Thank you. Send my love back to her. So look, I heard you say that you stayed back during Katrina to take care of the horses. Now, what were you going to do to protect those horses during the storm?
Well, I tried to find some way to evacuate them. Everything was full. So I dug a lake and built my house 6 foot above the Mississippi River in case we ever had a hurricane. One of the few smart things I've done. And so I brought the horses over to the house and put them by the front door with a bunch of hay because the storm was coming from the backside. Yeah. They all lived. And rode out the storm, walked out the next morning, and my knees buckled. Oh. I saw animals. I had elk down there and cattle, dogs, everything swimming.
Oh.
We had the only thing sticking out of the water south of ConocoPhillips.
Wow.
And and something told me, Jimmy Huff, a good friend of mine, stayed with me and my wife, and something told me head south. And we headed south in the airboat, and we heard some people screaming in a mobile home. And the first seven pictures, there's a picture on the wall on the end of me pulling up with them in my airboat, carrying a baby. Stood on a dresser all night up to the waist in water. Lived with me for months. I think we rescued 34 people and never saw a politician. And I went to Bell Chase one time to borrow some pumps that were hooked to tractors that weren't in need because Bell Chase didn't flood. And I was told by the parish president, if I touched those pumps, I'd go to jail. I said, well, they're needed to pump out South Plaquemines. And his comment was, we don't care about South Plaquemines. You know, it's devastated. We're worried about Bell Chase, which had no water. And so the lack of, thank God for the sheriff's deputies, volunteers, first responders. But other than that, we didn't see a politician.
So the person who told you not to take the pumps, even though Bell Chase didn't have water, is that person still working?
He was the parish president at the time. And ran for council later, and I don't think he's not serving anymore.
So he didn't win again, right?
Yeah.
We don't need to even name the name. I mean, I don't care. But
the frustration was
that was frustrating,
and the frustration too was. And then Mike Strain, the commissioner of Ag's daddy and uncle, lived with me for 6 months, rescuing hundreds of animals off rooftops, out of trees, and then every few days we'd shuffle them in a bigger boat to town. To where the animal shelter was. And, it was just a time. We couldn't get the cattle to swim to the road. They keep going in circles. So we took some old oil boom and ran it out where they'd run between it and forget where they came from and then swim to the highway.
Wow.
One cow was in a house 15 foot up. We had to build a sled to slot them down. Just incredible stories I don't sleep when there's a hurricane near in the Gulf at all. And I think it's the memories of that night. Watch boats and houses come over the levee by my house. We had a 16-foot flatboat stuck in the tree in the front yard. The water came through my bricks in the light sockets like a hose in the house. My hurricane shutters bent in and blew my doors in. We had to put 2x4s in the inside of the house. And I had a pretty well-built house, but it was something like...
You were really in it.
Yeah.
You were in it. I've always admired you because, you know, being Lieutenant Governor of Louisiana was a little like being Vice President. You know, you just don't really hear from them. You know, they don't really do very much. But you have been so active. I mean, that's to your credit. I mean, you could be Lieutenant Governor and disappear, but you haven't done that, and you do so much for the state.
Well, thank you. That means a lot coming from you because I think the world of you. You know, my dad taught me, whatever you're going to do, make sure you have passion for it and give 110% or get out. And that's why I love this job. I love helping people. I love promoting the state. You know, we got the best people in the world. Everywhere I go in the world, people say, y'all treat strangers like family. And you leave here with a friend for life. And that's got to be make everybody in Louisiana so proud. So it's probably the best state. It is the best state to promote because we have food, music, culture, but we got the best people.
Billy, when you heard those people in that mobile home, when you heard them screaming and they needed to be rescued, I mean, didn't you think to yourself, why didn't you evacuate?
Well, it's funny. Those seven people in that airboat, 7 years to the day, I was parish president. I didn't get back home till about 5 in the morning. We were rescuing people, doing things. It flooded again. I got down there by a boat with the sheriff's deputies, and I had a deputy stay with my wife that night. The same 7 people were trying to leave their mobile home in a flatboat and flipped over. And the sheriff's deputy went and rescued them and brought them back to my house. The 1-year-old baby was now 8 years old. But the same, I said, y'all don't learn. And they said, we're home, Uncle Billy. And they're friends of mine to this day. But they had no way to leave. They had a flatboat, but they didn't have a vehicle. And so other than getting on a bus or getting shuttled to Bell Chase to evacuate, and back then we had a little private levee in the back that got topped with the easiest of storm. Now, thanks to the efforts, we've got federal levees, so it's better protected.
But, man, sometimes you just got to get out of there.
I know.
I mean, sometimes you just have, you know, I mean, sometimes you just have to tell people to get out and go.
You know my fear? My wife actually, while we were rescuing animals, she went to Bell Chase, and people on Facebook were saying, go break my window and feed my pets. And we found some dead because people were kept out so long. So as parish president, 5 other hurricanes I went through. And I promised the people, no matter how bad it is, as soon as the power's off and we know it's safe, you're going to come back into your house. Because the fear people have is being kept away from their house as long as they did for Katrina and not being allowed to come back in. And as soon as it's safe, even if we got to get them to pack some stuff and leave again, we got to let them back home. And I tell parish presidents all the time, you got to tell your people, as soon as it's safe, they can come back. If it's really bad, you tell them to get a few things and leave again, but you got to let them back come to their property.
I got to get to a break here, but I'd love to hear more about, you know, the fact that you, you know, trusted the deputy with your wife. You know, you left the deputy, you left your wife with the deputy. I mean, that's a cool, that you're a trustworthy guy. That's a cool thing. All right. You know, sometimes you just got to get out of that place.
Yeah.
Sometimes when it's time to go, you got to get out of there. Billy, great to see you.
Good to see you, my friend.
All right. We'll be right back with more from the Presbyter on WWL. All right. We're going to come back with more. I'm Scoot. We continue remembering Katrina and celebrating where we are today live. On WWL from the Presbyter at Jackson Square.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.